Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You got to grab JD. He is the man. My brother, how are you?
Hey, Marty. Always good to be with you and your listeners.
All right. Help me out, my man. So, I'm stupid. And I don't think a lot of people know this stuff.
Go ahead.
JD. So, I'm an independent. It's right. The only real reason for me to vote tomorrow are these amendment questions, right?
That's exactly right. The ballot questions are obviously open to everybody.
Yeah.
Unless you live in two districts that are electing state representatives tomorrow. We have a special election in Westmoreland County, parts of Westmoreland County, and a little bit of Somerset, and also in Armstrong County and a little bit of Butler and Indiana counties. Those districts are electing a new state representative to replace one who passed away,
right,
and another one who resigned for health reasons. So, but beyond that, Marty, if you're an independent, the reason you vote is on these ballot questions,
yeah,
and there's some pretty significant ones statewide.
JD, how about Lebo, for instance, which we both live in Lebo. It's important to us. School boards are really important.
Mm-hmm.
I can't vote for the school board folks tomorrow?
That's right. Unfortunately, Pennsylvania has a closed primary system, and in all throughout the state, frankly, for school boards, for municipal offices, county offices, Democrats vote in the Democratic primary, Republicans in the Republican. You'll get a vote in November, but because you pointed out both judge races and school board races, they cross file.
Yep.
Which mean it's possible that somebody is nominated by both parties tomorrow, and there's basically no election in the fall.
That's
so
right.
You don't get a vote on that.
Well, Mayor of Pittsburgh, for instance, tomorrow's the election.
Yeah, essentially that's true. Now, one of them could get a write-in on the Republican side and keep it going to November. You don't know if that's going to happen or not, but it's possible. Tomorrow's the big the basic election for Mayor of Pittsburgh.
J.D. joining me. J.D., for those who think Ed Gainey can pull this off, there's no way. And I use history as there's never been, ever, in Pittsburgh, an incumbent sitting there that lost, right?
That's right. For certainly mayor.
Right, for mayor. I apologize, yeah.
It doesn't happen. And the fact is that, but I don't think it's a done deal for Bill Peduto. I know, all right. You can...
Come on, JD.
You know, we hear about polls every which way, and
You're right.
You can find a poll that satisfies you.
Great point, John. John's so smart about this. I heard Peduto's freaking out, and I heard one poll had him behind, and then I did some digging. It's not true. This happens before an election. Hey, JD, I want to drive this home, because everybody gets in a frenzy about this mayor's race. Make a prediction. What will turnout be in Pittsburgh?
Oh, 20%, 25%. The vast majority of people will not vote tomorrow.
Wow.
I mean, just look at the mail-in ballots. Across the state, we had about 800,000 mail-in ballots requested compared to 2.6 million in November.
Wow. JD, they don't care then.
That shows you right there.
In Pittsburgh, they don't care who's mayor then.
Well, I'm not going to attribute motives.
Well,
you can do that.
Well,
but the fact is that I think people don't think certain local elections are as important as electing a president.
But you're electing a mayor tomorrow, and if you don't turn out, you don't care, and don't whine for 4 years.
Yeah. Well, it's not just mayor. I would argue, who raises your taxes the most? School directors. Board. Yeah. I would say that the school directors are even more important than municipal
officials.
Nice point. At least if you care about your money.
And by the way, look, historically, J.D., and this is a fact, African-Americans turn out in single digits in these sorts of elections. That's a fact, is it not, sir?
Well, again, it depends on the community, but right. Yes, the fact is that African-Americans tend to vote less in primaries, although they tend to vote more in the general election, which
right.
is why they become a very important element of general election campaigns. So,
if Ganey stands a chance, they got to turn out tomorrow. That's a fact, Jack.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, take a look at the city of Pittsburgh. The city of Pittsburgh is 23% African-American. It's a majority white city.
That's right.
And if people vote race, and I would never encourage people to vote race, you should vote the person.
Right.
And look at people's qualifications. But if people vote race, you can draw the conclusion you want. But the other thing is, don't forget that there is... There are two other candidates in the race,
yeah.
one in particular who's
right.
got lawn signs up in certain parts of the city,
yeah.
Tony Moreno,
yeah.
former retired police cop.
I like him. Doesn't have a chance. J.D., thank you, man.
Always good to be with you, Marty.
My brother, J.D.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.